Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying, Michelle. Oh, on the first show of the new year. It just won't start.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it.
There we go.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Sherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday.
If you have questions or comments, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number 1 key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
Hey, with my
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that audio at the beginning of the show. Welcome back to Manic Mondays. I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show. It's January 7th, 2019. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year with friends and family. this is our very first show of the new year, and I hope our host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, is going to start us off with a wonderful show called You Can Ask Me Anything. So if you have questions you've always wanted to ask Michelle, tonight's the night to call in and get those questions answered. You may have questions about her on her Big Brother Season 10 show, or you may have questions about what type of pet she has, or what type of wine she likes, or what kind of chocolate she likes, or things she likes to do on a date, or what makes a guy good dating material. Or you may just want to know what type of reality TV show she likes, other than Big Brother, of course, or how to get on a reality TV show. There are lots of questions that you can ask Michelle, so get on the phone, call in, and ask her. The number to call is 1-347-237-5506. And once you get on our switchboard, make sure to press the number 1 key on your phone. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air and you're not just listening from our switchboard, which some of our listeners do. So it's time to bring up our host, and let's get it started in here. Hi, Michelle. How are you? How was your Christmas and your New Year's?
Cherry pie. I missed you. I haven't talked to you since last year, girlfriend.
I know. It's been a while.
I know.
I'm glad to
my
be back
Christmas
on Monday.
Great. I know. And you know what? I love how we start off. We start off like, bam, screw you people. We're going to make you remember us. You know what? We wouldn't have any other way besides having technical difficulties. We actually wouldn't be us without a little hiccup. So it actually brought a little smile to my face, and I said, self, this is exactly how I want to start, because now I feel like the bad bitches. I just wish everybody had... Yeah, right? I mean, we can't even do anything about that. We just kind of like, okay, well, at least we know Blog Talk's the same as it was last year and the year before and the year before.
Yep.
I hope you guys all had a fantastic 2018. We are now in 2019, so I hope that you've been writing that on your checks and your paperwork and anything that you've been writing the date on. And if not, a lot of people right now are going, holy crap, I need to go get the white out, and I need to go get everything out of the mailbox because I wrote 2018. So you're welcome. And I did get a year older, but I mean, basically like younger in spirit though. So that's a plus. And I'm excited for tonight's show, Cherry, because I've had so many people like sending me messages like, you know, you do such a great job on the on Manic Monday. You and Cherry always do a great job. You have great hosts. I mean, you have great guests. You guys have, like, great questions. You know, everyone's laughing. And you guys always end up going somewhere we never thought with the conversations. And it just sounds like all your guests have a great time. And they're like, well, I would love to ask you questions, or I'd like to know what this is or what that is. And I can't really respond to everybody. I try. And it's like pretty just kind of like you can't really get into it as much as a live question just to get those extra details. So I was like, you know, that's a great idea. Kind of like ask me anything. We're starting the year off right. We're getting ready for Celebrity Big Brother US 2 is going to be starting actually 2 weeks from today, everybody. Ooh, ooh, so exciting.
I know.
There's rumors everywhere, Cherry. You know, I'm curious to see what rumors are going to hit. We got the schedule already. It's exciting. 13 shows. It's like literally like 5 days every week, which is like a Big Brother person's dream. Like a show every night. I know we get the live feeds. I know we get like the Pop TV and stuff like that, but it's not the same. Like, we actually have a show. So exciting.
Can you say anybody that you've heard on the rumors and the rumor mill as to who might be on?
I've heard like 3 people, like a definite for sure. You know, there's a couple people that are you know, spoilers or insiders or whatever it is. So the three people that I've heard for sure, and if this is true, I'm really happy with these three, and then I'll be happy to know about the other ones. But we've been asking for her last year. We've been asking for her for years. She's done the Big Brother UK version. We just need her to do the American version. And I'm talking about I Love New York, Tiffany Pollard. Come on. We need her. We want her. Please, Big Brother, I hope that you've heard us and our prayers. Because if I Love New York is in there, we are going to have a great time. We'd have to have Matt Levy or Cheesy come on and talk about it because he was on I Love New York. So we'd love to hear what his thoughts would be if she is confirmed. We've heard, all you guys all heard as well, Caitlyn Jenner. What? Holy crap. That's going to be a lot of excitement. Very controversial because, you know, she was a Trump lover and then Trump screwed her over because he went against transgenders and all that kind of stuff, which is like just ironic. And then her family, you know, being from the Kardashians and father or mother or whatever to some of the Kardashians. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome. And then I heard Sean Spicer to get your little political people just really charged up. So,
oh my God,
that's what I've heard. Like confirmed, confirmed. Can you handle those three? Like what? I will say one thing though. You guys can ask me anything. Don't ask me for my ATM number. You're not getting it.
Or your social.
Don't even ask me that, you people. You guys can ask me anything. Just don't be asking me for, you know, those digits. But yeah, Cherry, I mean, those three names right there that I told you, I mean, can you just imagine those three, then you got another, I think it's nine altogether. Another six more on top of that. What? So let's
no,
see if
that's these... too cray-cray.
Yeah. We'll see if that's true. But I think on the 14th, which is a week from today, that the cast will be revealed, which that should be, if it goes by Big Brother protocol, that's what we go by as Big Brother fans, protocol, that it should be a week from the air date. And the air date is the 21st, which, Cherry, will be when we're doing a show. So we'll have to end at 8 o'clock, just like we're ending tonight. We're trying to stick to the 8 o'clock rule because that's when it will premiere. So we'll be on next week to break down our thoughts. Well, I mean, it's not really like a math problem. There's no right or wrong answer. We're just going to dissect who the cast is and give our opinions. No opinions wrong, no opinions right. That's how cool it is.
That's going to be real interesting. You know, yeah, with the political world as it is right now, I mean, it's going to be a hotbed in there anyway.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, politics was big last year with Omarosa in it. I think it's even bigger now, and especially with what's going on, even though we probably never thought that it could get worse. It gets worse by the minute. I mean, we're in the shutdown right now of the government because of a freaking wall that was supposed to be built by the Mexicans, which people out there, whoever voted for Trump should be the ones paying for this wall.
Amen.
Because they thought that the Mexicans were going to pay for a wall to keep them out. I mean, how stupid are you people? Sorry. There's no politics about it. If you thought the Mexicans were going to build the wall to keep themselves out of our country, you're stupid. So you should pay for it. Done.
I have a couple things to say, and then we need to bring up our guest. But
okay, go for it. But Cherry, there's going to be a lot of me being talked, so please chime in.
Tonight, Rich went to pick up a prescription at Walgreens, and there was an elderly couple picking up prescriptions there as well. And he overheard this elderly man very old, elderly man, saying, how much was that prescription? Oh, no, I can't afford that. Oh, no, I can't afford that. And are all of them that expensive? Oh, no, I can't afford that. And he sent all of them back and walked away with none of his meds. And this elderly couple walked out of Walgreens with none of their medications because they couldn't afford them.
That's sad.
And my heart. And Rich was so upset when he got home. And here, our GOP, Congress, and Trump are screaming about building this wall and having our government shut down. There's 800,000 people not receiving checks right now.
Which is
and
horrible.
People, elderly people that can't afford their medications in this country right now. And they're worried about the stupid wall. You know, they're not worried about people in this country who can't even afford their own medications.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it just boils my blood, you know. I'm just so sickened by these rich pricks in this country. Sorry for my language, but I'm just so upset by
Ooh.
These.
Cherry said the P word. Cherry said the P word.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just the way I feel, and I'm just so angry. And the other thing I wanted to say that'll put a smile on your face is
Yay.
We're only 71 days away from spring. Not that I'm counting.
You just melted my heart, girlfriend. Thank you for those kind words. Hallelujah.
With that,
Thank
I will
you.
Bring up
everybody out there.
Our
You're
first
welcome.
Caller.
Okay, I'm kind of nervous. I'm like in the hot seat. Okay,
here
I'm excited.
You go. We
all right,
have
so, all right.
Jason Ronci is going to come up and ask you some questions. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good,
hey, how are you?
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, happy 71 days till spring.
Happy all of them, every single one
yes.
of them.
Yes, yes.
How's your New Year's?
Oh, Jason. Jason, my New Year's was very good. Thank you. I actually celebrated it with my mom and my pops. And usually I work, so I wasn't kind of used to, like, actually having free time. But because my birthday is a couple days beforehand, I kind of went a little crazy on my birthday. So I just kind of chilled out. Welcome to New Year. How was your New Year's? Good.
It was
Did you go crazy.
Mine. I just worked. It was perfectly fine. I was making time and a half. I didn't mind it at all.
Cha-ching.
So I wasn't like crying about it.
I forgot to wish you a happy birthday and all that too, Michelle. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Oh yeah, happy
Thank
birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was. I remember sending you a message about that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate all the messages. I mean, couldn't even wrap my brain around it. Just like on Facebook, I had like 800 messages and I was like, holy cow. And they kept coming and coming and coming like 2, 3, 4 days, you know, after. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. I do read every single message. It's just so hard for me to respond back to everybody. But thank you guys so much for thinking about me. I appreciate it. I do. Jason, so you sent me a message and you were like, hey, like I got all these ideas in my brain. Let me like throw some stuff at you. And I was like, oh, go ahead. And you were like, you actually gave me a list of things that you would like to do that you
mm-hmm.
thought of were good ideas. You know, one of them being you were like, you know, I got a bunch of questions I want to ask you. And I was like,
yeah,
okay.
You definitely do.
Now, we've played this before. We kind of did this. When I first met Jason, you guys, let me go back. So I first met Jason at the casting call for Big Brother 20 in April.
Mm-hmm.
No, was it March or April?
I think it was April.
Yeah. And
So he sat down at the table and talked to me, and he asked me questions, and then he would come back and be like, I got another question. And then he's like, all right, I got questions I'm going to be sending to you. So he's got a lot of these questions that he's had saving inside of his soul for when he first met me. I feel like it's just like he's got them bundled up in there, and he was able to release. And now that he's released, he wants to release more and ask more. So I was like, you know what? That's
Michelle?
A great idea. Yes.
Before you get started, you want to take a call from Heather?
Okay. Jason, because I know you have a lot of questions. So, Jason,
no,
you just hold.
Fine.
Just hold on. You hold on, because I know you got yourself a scroll over there. Okay. yes, Cherry, let's bring Heather up. And
okay.
What kind of questions she has for me, because I just know that
okay.
Jason's going to be on for a little bit. So,
right. Okay. Hold on. Here we have Heather.
Okay.
Hi, Heather.
Okay.
Hi. I wanted to say happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much, Ms. Heather. Happy New Year.
And hello. And, yeah, happy New Year.
Hi.
And that was pretty much all. I couldn't think of anything else. I was just it's been a weird day, but oh well, what the heck. Just wanted to call, say hi, and say happy belated birthday. So, talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
She thanked me.
She just wanted to
on
make
the other
statement.
Line about
that's it.
About talking about the couple that couldn't pay for the meds too.
Oh,
but we talked about that in private. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Heather. Just the call means a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a nice night.
Take
Heather.
Care, Heather.
You stay and listen, though.
I will.
Go anywhere. Okay.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right.
I knew her call would be short, so I wanted to get her in quick.
We know Jason's going to stay a while, so.
Jason? Yeah, I'll be here.
Jason, you have me until 7:59 if nobody else calls in. Okay.
All right. Well, I guarantee you I can
either.
Make you talk.
Don't threaten people either and tell them, don't call in. I want Michelle out of myself. Okay. All right. I'm ready to go. Jason, now you can begin asking your first question.
All right. So the first question I wanted to ask you was, I wanted to predate the game before you went into the house. Something I've been curious about is, how did you get into Big Brother? Like, what... When did you start? How did you get into it?
Okay, so you want to know when I first fell in love with Big Brother?
Yes.
Okay, so I started watching, I got into watching, I believe it was Survivor in 2000. It was on CBS, and that's kind of when they first started coming out with, like, these reality shows. I know, you know, after... watching Big Brother and Survivor, that it actually started in like Switzerland or something, but I didn't know that. I mean, I had no idea. The internet wasn't popular. There was actually no internet at that point. You know, there wasn't social media or anything like that. So there wasn't like, you know, people talking about it everywhere. But anyway, Survivor was such a big deal, especially the fact that Richard Hatch was from Rhode Island. And if you guys all watched Survivor, we know like he, somebody's calling. No, you cannot ask me a question right now. so you guys all know, you know, it was such a turning point for Survivor because that's when Richard Hatch was starting to walk around naked. And so it was like on the news. And I think that after Survivor, it came Big Brother. I think they aired it after Survivor. So I watched it from season one, day one of Big Brother US, and I've never looked back. So I watched it when it was, you could bring pictures in. I mean, I don't know how long a lot of people that are listening right now, but I'm sure there's people that have watched it from way back. I'm sure there's people that have watched it starting last season. If you ever get a chance to go back and watch it from the beginning, please do so. It's a different type of Big Brother. There was no veto. Slop was peanut butter and jelly sandwich. People could bring pictures in. You know, it was just a different type of atmosphere. But it was still Big Brother. It was still the same kind of idea, concept.
They grew their own vegetables.
Yeah, they grew their own vegetables to wash their clothes with, like, washboards. And they had, you remember they used to have pets sometimes that they would have in the house?
Yeah, they did. Yep.
Yeah, they had, like, they had a pig, I think.
They had a pig.
And
then they
and
had
chicken,
a dog.
That's where,
yep, they had chickens. They had a dog.
That's where Chicken George came from, because he would take care of the chickens.
Yep. So I have started, I watched Big Brother from the Emancipation, I guess you could say. Is that a proper word for it? The Emancipation? Yeah.
No idea.
I'm using big words, people. So I watched it from the beginning. That's when I started falling in love with it. And it's funny because I watched it, like I said, every year. And all I kept saying to myself was, I'm going to be on that show one day. I'm going to be on the show one day. I've watched Survivor, and I was like, ooh, that'd be cool. Like, I, you know, that'd be a great idea to be on there. But I was adamant that I was going to be on Big Brother. So I never thought it was really happening. It was kind of cool.
Was season 10 your first year applying?
No. So I sent in a video for season 8. And I applied. Yes. So I sent in a video. They didn't have any. Can you imagine, like, if I had been in Evil Dick's first season? you know, with Jen Eric Stein, and just, you know, you never know how that would have ended up. I feel like things are meant to be, and you know, everything happens for a reason. I did not apply for season 9, which I want to say, I don't know if there was actually a casting, because wasn't season 9 really because of the writer's strike?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they took
the
people
strike,
from, like, I'm wondering if they took people from seasons that came before that applied, and then maybe did, like, a local casting call around, like, the LA area. So I'm not quite sure if there was a casting call for season 9. I had to do research. But then I did send in a video for season 10. No, no, there was no casting call. Like, we went to Jason, like you went to, in Rhode Island, till I got it set up with Twin River, which was season 17, was the first time there was actually a casting call. Yeah.
So you sent in a video for 10, and when you got that first call back, what did that feel like? Like, what was your reaction to that?
Okay, so I did get a callback for 8. So,
so you got the, all right.
I
so
did get
what
one
did that
for,
feel like?
For 8. Yes. I was super excited. I mean, I don't know if it was like the quarterfinals. Like, I don't know at that point what kind of process I was at, but I know that I got to where they were interested in talking to me, casting. I don't know. I thought it went great, and I was like, you know, I was just like being myself, and, you know, I'm a little bit, I guess, extra just normally. So I thought it went great, and then, I was told that it wasn't the right fit at the time. So it was very devastating, like, kind of like when you like somebody and you tell them you like them, and they don't like you back, you know, like your heart was whipped out, thrown down to the ground, kicked, stepped, stabbed, spit on, kicked again. So then when 10 came around, I was actually a little hesitant to apply or send my video in, I should say. And then I said, well, you know what, just do it. I kind of waited for literally like the last minute, second to
send it in. It was like deadline cut off, like right now. If I don't send it in now, that's it. So when I got the call back, I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't want that the same thing to happen, you know? So I just have to think positive and say to myself, you know, self, it wasn't meant to be for season 8. You probably would have taken those frying pans and shoved them up someone's ass. So, America's Player probably would have screwed you over, which was identical anyway to my season, except for it was a secret America's Player, which I knew wasn't. Anyway.
So I've talked to you about
this. It was awesome. Yes.
Now, I've talked to you about this story before. I'm going to say it again. You get your key for the first time. Like, you just got your key. Explain the process with that. Explain what it feels like getting the key, what you did immediately after, how long you actually had.
Okay. I will tell you guys. So I had been going through like the whole process. And if you guys know, a lot of you guys have known, like, you know, there's certain things I can say to you guys, there's certain things I can't. So let's just say that it was a long process. So of going back and forth, flying back and forth, going to LA, you know, and I'm not from LA. I'm not from there. So, you know, it's hard to keep a secret from your family and friends, but I did so. And it actually, you know, I was able to keep it from them. But up to the point of I still did not know that I had been picked to be on the show yet. It was like they're still trying to figure it out, you know, they haven't decided yet. And, you know, they kind of just want to, like, see how I am with the camera. And so it really wasn't like I was like, oh, okay, they just kind of want to see, like, you know, how I'm going to look on camera. Like, I get it. Like, you know. None of my family knew. So, like, half of my family were Big Brother fans, and the other half had no idea who Big Brother was. They're old-school Portuguese. So it wasn't something that, like, you know, my dad and stuff like that, you know, watched. But, like, my mom, I got my mom into it. But, like, my brother and his friends and, you know, my friends, they either watched it or they didn't. It's, like, one of those things. So I invited my whole family, friends, to come and have, like, a Portuguese dinner, lunch, you know. They didn't really think anything of it because I had been, you know, doing a lot of modeling, and I was doing a lot of extra work, and I had parts in movies. I had just did the Ghost of Girlfriends Past with Matthew McConaughey. I was one of his ghost ex-girlfriends. So I did Brotherhood on HBO. So it wasn't weird that I was like, oh, by the way, there's going to be some cameras that are going to be here. They're just doing some things. So they didn't really think anything of it because they were just used to it. So now, mind you, I told you that we're Portuguese. Now it's 9 o'clock in the morning and they all started drinking. Needless to say, they were kind of all drunk, okay, at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we were all having a great time. We were eating, and, you know, they were just kind of like, oh, what is going on? And they were like, you know, Michelle, she's got that crazy life, you know, they're just here doing this, that, and the other. So I don't know how this happened. Somehow my mother comes over and she's like, I cooked you your favorite Portuguese, like, meal. And I was like, oh my God. And it was like, you know, a Pyrex bowl with a cover on top. So I couldn't even see what was in it. So she's like, open it. So I pull the cover off, and guess what? The Big Brother key was in the Pyrex dish. And I'm like, shut up. And I grabbed the key. Now, you guys all saw that because that was actually what happened. I grab it, and I was like, oh, my God. I thought freak. I actually have chills right now, just to let you guys know. I have, like, goosebumps and my hair standing on my head. So I'm freaking the hell out, And so, like, there's a couple people at the table that know a Big Brother, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'd be a Big Brother. Oh, my God. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And then, like, my other half of my family is, like, wasted, and they're like, what the hell is Big Brother? They start cheering. There's, like, wine going everywhere. And I'm just kind of like, what is going on? So I look at my mom, and I'm like, Mom, what the hell? She's like, why didn't you tell me any of this is going on? And I was like, I couldn't tell you. And she's like, oh, my God, you know. So she was like, oh, my God, I can't believe, like, all this is why you've been just acting so weird. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And then they're like, you have 30 minutes to pack. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm sorry. Wait, what? I'm sorry. What was that? I had 30 minutes
to pack. 30 minutes to what? Oh,
3 months.
My God.
Yes. Luckily, I had, like, got some stuff, like, just in case, like, they did, like, call me and say you're in, like certain stuff, like makeup and stuff that I needed to use. But did I have my clothes ready? No. Did I have 3 months of clothes unwashed? No. Did I pull shit out of my dirty hamper? Yes. needless to say, you couldn't wear anything that was sports related unless it was college or your high school. So, of course, being a huge Patriots fan, Red Sox fan, that's half of my wardrobe that I couldn't take. Then they were like, okay, you can't wear, like, creams. You can't wear, like, anything crazy. You can't have anything with, like, you know, like, I couldn't have anything with, like, DKNY on it, Versace on it, that's, like, written on it. And I'm like, okay, there's, like, the other half of my wardrobe, like, what can I wear? Barely did I have anything to wear, taking stuff out of my laundry, and I ended up wearing stuff that they had to put tape on. Like, they had to tape up the name of the designer because it was small enough that they could put, like, a little piece of tape on it. But I'm like, I'm like, oh, wait, 30 minutes? They're like, 28 now because you took 2 minutes to think about this. I'm like, shit. So, yeah. So that's how that all happened. And by the way, just to let you guys know, I'm staring at my key hanging off the wall while I'm telling the story.
I'm glad you didn't get rid of it.
No. No, I'll never get rid of that. Because that key will get me into that Big Brother house one day. There will be a slot that fits that key, and I'm going to turn it, and I'm going to walk back into that house.
I hope so.
I look forward to the day.
Yay!
Me too.
Yay.
So you get called out to the stage, and you're standing right in front of the Big Brother house. You're with the other contestants.
Yeah.
And then they tell you, like, well, first, let's start with that. Like, you're outside of the Big Brother house. Like, you're nervous. What are you feeling in that moment?
I might have.
I just, like
freaked out because, now, mind you, I was, like, in a hotel room for 2 weeks. So I was feeling a lot of feelings. I had been, like, crying, and I was happy, and I was missing my family, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. And I was like, oh, my God, can I do this? And I'm like, oh, my God, I just want to be in the house. I was just like, oh, my God, and I'm actually here right now. Like, I was so freaking excited, right? I was, like, shaking, and I was, like, sweaty, but I was beyond excited. Like, I couldn't believe that I'm actually going to do something that people probably would have told me if they knew that I was applying or whatever, if I ever told anybody that I was going to be on Big Brother, that I probably would not be on it. There's no way, you know, they pick people that, you know, not from Rhode Island, they're not Portuguese, they're just, you know, there's other people that, you know, would be in front of you. So the fact that I was doing something finally for myself, because I was just always kind of like putting myself to the side and trying to do for others, or like I was always working, and, you know, I was running track, and I was really good at track and running. So it was just like kind of like training school work, you know, and I kind of like was like finally even though, like, don't get me wrong, I had amazing, like, time doing modeling and doing stuff like that. That was something that I had said from the minute I watched it, like, I'm going on that show, and it was coming true. So it was, like, an unbelievable feeling. And when I walked on the stage, I was like, holy crap, this is way smaller than what I thought it was going to be. And that was the one that we did not have the audience. So that was the one that they did. I'm not sure if they had audiences for some of the previous ones. I want to say that I think ours was like the first one that they did not have an audience when we walked in, because it was the Back to Basics one. And that's where we actually picked our HOH before we went into the house.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about that.
Yeah.
I was about to ask you, I don't remember exactly who you picked. Do you remember who you picked?
Oh, yeah. So now, you know, it's Back to the Basics, and so we're all standing there, and they're going to do something for the first time that they've never done, and they're going, and we're going to, without even talking to each other, we don't know each other, just by looking at each other, we're going to pick who we want to be HOH. Now, the first thing I said to myself was, please, nobody freaking pick me. I don't want to be the first one as HOH. I knew that. I knew that I did not want to be picked. So I was like, don't give anybody eye contact. But I had to. I had to look, and I had to look, and I was like, okay. And I'll say this. I recognized faces. I never talked to any of these people, but I recognized faces from being part of, like, you know, a long process. You just obviously see people. You just know, like, oh, okay, I remember that person. I remember that person. But we never talked. We weren't allowed to talk to each other. Let's just put it that way. And you did not. You had, like, a baby. You had a babysitter, basically, with you. Anyway, so this was my thoughts. So I kind of looked around, and I was like, okay, well, I'm like, all these people look like, you know, kind of like young. So I immediately thought to myself, it's got to be either Rennie or I didn't know their names at the time. I said to myself, the older man or the older woman, right? So I said, because they probably would be easier to, like, sway, you know, as long as I can make it through the first week and build relationships. I said, the other ones, maybe not as much if I were to choose one of the younger girls or the younger guys, you know. I immediately thought that, you know, mother figure, grandfather figure. So then I looked at Jerry, and he had his Marine hat, and he had his Marine shirt on, and I was like, oh, hell to the no, that he's a dictator. He is going to just, you know, want things done a certain way. And I said, that might not be the way to go. I looked over at Rennie, and she was, like, wearing, like, a boa. She had, like, like, jewels, and, like, her hair was just, like, she just reminded me of, like, a fun mom, you know. And I immediately thought about, like, oh, my God, she's, like, the mother figure. I could probably definitely work with her and be able to talk to her. And she might not really know Big Brother too much, that I could kind of, like, finagle some stuff with her. So I voted for Rennie.
You voted for Rennie. Awesome.
I voted for Rennie, yes. So when they revealed who won, they actually said everybody's name who got votes. So they said Jerry, Rennie, Michelle. I was like, fuck, no, someone voted for my name. No. And they're like, Michelle, you're out. And then it was down to Jerry and Rennie. So obviously, Jerry's the one that won, but it was very close. I want to say it was like, God, it was by like one vote or two votes or something like that. So I guess everybody was thinking the same thing, or there was a vote for somebody else too. No, I want to say I think Rennie might have voted for Jerry. But it was funny. There was, like, no other people besides Rennie or Jerry and then me. And I'm like, why would somebody freaking vote for me? And they were like, oh, I voted for you because I remembered you from the process. And you just seemed so nice. And, like, so I'm like, oh, God. Thank God it was only one person. But, yeah, so that was Jerry. And let me tell you something. By far, probably one of the most iconic HOH weeks in probably Big Brother history, with how it all, what happened that week. Would you guys say so? With
the rise and fall of Brian.
Yes, and how we were all like forming together to like basically bully Jerry into voting the way we want. If not, he was next. Oh my God, it was like pretty freaking epic. But
yeah, it was crazy to watch. I definitely remember that. But to continue on, just so we can like stay a little bit inside the house, what would you say is your favorite competition inside the house?
My favorite competition.
Now, Michelle?
Okay, so, yes.
Before you answer that, we have one person on hold that wanted to ask you a question. I know he's got a ton of questions,
Jason?
For you, so I don't know if you want to
pause
here.
Yeah, Jason,
can you,
let's pause it here. Jason,
yep.
Please ask me that question right after we take this question. Let's have him call in. Because I already know me and Jason already discussed. Jason, you're going to be able to ask me whatever you want to ask me, but we might have to slide some people in. So we're going to slide our call that's waiting in.
Okay, we have Alex from Boston calling in.
Ooh.
Hi, Alex. You're on
hey,
with Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just I heard you talking politics. I've been listening in for a while. I figured we take it a bit light, and I just wanted to ask your opinion on what do you think about Major League Sports? You know, I'm a Boston guy. We're a big Boston town. What do you think about sports? What do you think about Boston?
Well, you know, I'm a sports nut. So there's been nothing better than being in the Rhode Island, Boston, New England area for these past, 15, 20 years. I mean, we all remember when we had the curse of the Red Sox and the Patriots stunk.
Yep.
And, you know, we used to have, Larry Bird back in the day, you know, with Celtics, and, you know, it kind of went down, but it's going back up again. So I think there's nothing better if you're a sports person than being in the New England area at this point. And, you know, Jason's actually from the New England area, but I don't know if he's a sports nut. But
no.
I'm excited. I will be working the Patriots game on Saturday. So, yes. So I work at Gillette Stadium. I've been there for 8 years. So I have been there through all of the seasons, the wild cards, the playoff games, the divisional playoff games, the wins of the Super Bowl, the losses of the Super Bowl, the trophies, the rings. I've seen it all. It's been pretty awesome. And all I got to say is Red Sox just won the World Series. Wouldn't it be awesome if the Patriots won the Super Bowl? I think in 2008, maybe, the Red Sox and the Patriots won in the same year. So
yeah, I want to say that was the year. Yep.
Yeah. So
how are the Bruins doing?
Awesome. The Bruins are doing pretty good. The Celtics are doing pretty good.
We're coming to the peak of the NHL season. I'm excited. I'm excited for the playoffs.
I'm excited too. And just for my birthday, I got tickets to the Celtics game. So
awesome.
I'll be there in a couple of weeks. I'm so excited.
I'm a hockey fan.
I haven't been to a Celtics
just...
game. Oh, what's the matter? Your team's not doing so good.
My team is just. Let me down again this season.
Good season's
let
ahead of season. Got to keep rooting.
Yep. Listen, you could be my brother, who's a Chicago Bears fan. Okay. Oh. Okay. And let's just say
I've been watching Doink since they started, and they just keep letting me. We haven't had a cup yet, so I've been a fan this long.
That's
I'm not going to let them down now. I'm telling
no,
you, it's
you
rough being a St. Louis Blues fan.
Stay positive, Cherry Pie.
Chicago Bears fan, that's got to be rough.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't call my brother at all yesterday because I didn't want
to
talk to him.
I'd pay more money
for
tickets to sit
definitely
live on your show, Michelle, than I would for a Bears game.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't, he's not doing so good today. And I think, you know, he's probably right in the same verge of the kicker
suicide
for the Bears, who should be probably nowhere near Chicago. And I talked to LaJuan today. He's actually in Chicago finishing up his Christmas vacation with his family. And he said it's not no bueno. So to go back on a different note, go Patriots. That's all I got to
exactly
say.
Exactly.
So
go Pats.
I'm all about the sport.
Go Boston Bruins. And number four, Bobby Orr was the best player in NHL fucking history. I love you, Michelle. Let's fucking go.
I love you, too. Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Here, I'm going to play this for your brother.
Oh.
Bear down, Chicago Bears. And let them know why you're wearing the crown. You're the pride and joy of Illinois. Chicago Bears, bear down.
Bear down, Chicago Bears. Make every play clear the way to victory. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Put up a fight with a mic so fearlessly. And we'll never forget the way.
Was also for Ron Rad.
Yes,
yeah,
also for Ron Rad. And Shy Chan Joe.
Yeah.
We miss
all right
them.
Well, we do. We miss them. We do. Okay, Jason.
So
we
back
only
to
have
your
a
question.
Couple minutes. So back to your question. We only have 5 more minutes, Jason. So that question that you asked was, so in case anybody missed it,
What was your favorite competition inside the house?
What was my favorite competition inside the house? Okay, so I really, really loved, even though I didn't win it, but that's because I had to do a little deal, even though it kind of was not good at the end for me, but anyway, was hanging off the wall. That thing was awesome. I mean, did I ever think I was going to hang off a wall for 3.5 hours? Next to April, who is soaking wet, 90 pounds, and I'm double her size. I'm taller than her, and I'm just, my legs were her size. So I was just really proud of that. It was just like an emotional thing. I know a lot of people come up to me and tell me that they cried with me when I fell because I just kept talking about how I just wanted to see my mom. And all of you know Mama Costa and Papa Costa, so... a lot of people are like, you know, now that I actually met them, you know, or they totally get it. But that was definitely one of my favorite ones. And then also the one that they probably didn't think I was going to win, which was the one that I won HOH, which was remembering all the phone calls and knowing exactly every single thing. That's how I won the HOH comp. And whew, was that crazy or what? Yes, that started one of the biggest fights ever.
Your whole season was a fight.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it was just so classic. Like, it was just so good. You know, Being a part of it is kind of like sometimes I take a step back and I'm like, holy cow, like, you know, come up to me and, you know, oh my God, this was my favorite. Oh my God, this was my favorite. And I was like, oh my God, there was so many awesome, like, moments of my season that 10 years later, people still remember it like it was yesterday. And, you know, just so awesome to be a part of that. Yes. Go Big Brother 10 cast. Yes.
All right. So the final question, just because we're getting close to the end, and I'm just curious about, like, who you still talk to. So I'm going to go through the list of people, and I just want you
okay.
a yes or no. All right?
Yes. Okay.
So we're going to go in eviction order. So Brian.
Okay. I haven't talked to him lately, but if I see him, we say hi, yes, everything's good.
Steven.
Steven, I've seen him a couple years back for one of, like, the Vegas things, and we still talk on Facebook. We just communicated, like, a couple days ago. Yes.
Angie?
Yes, I love her. She just had a baby, so congratulations. Well, the baby's, like, 1 year old. We still, like, communicate via Facebook, and so, yeah.
Mr. Spectacular, Jesse.
Yes, he's still one of my biffs. Talk to him all the time. And congratulations on his second baby that will be born soon. Yes.
Libra.
You know, I have not talked to her probably in the Vegas days, the Vegas bash days. But the last time me and her saw each other, we said, the game is over. Let's just be over with the crap and the bullshit. And we were like, yep. We're like, everybody else is more involved in it than me and her. But I have not talked to her, like, on social media or anything. So, but I would if she was right in front of me. Absolutely.
April?
I love April, yes. That's my girl. She's not really on social media a lot as much as, you know, like others. But I still talk to her, like text messaging, and I visited her in Arizona and everything. So, yes, love her.
Ollie.
Love Ollie. I haven't actually talked to him in a while, but we do still communicate on social media. Love Ollie.
Rennie.
Yes, Rennie was just on Manic Monday, I'd say. During the season of Big Brother 20, me and her have stayed in touch, and love her.
Keisha.
Together at the premiere. That was the first time I'd seen her in probably like 6 years. And we had such a great time, and, we had like kumbaya, let's, you know, get together with the memories and hug it out. And me and her text message back and forth. So, yeah.
Old man Jerry.
Jerry, you know, I haven't talked to him in a while, but I have seen like pictures of him and stuff. Like I talked to him a lot when I had gotten out. But I love Jerry. I would just, I need to call him up. I need to give him a call. Love him.
Memphis.
I have not talked to Memphis. I have not seen Memphis in years. If he was right in front of me, I'd talk to him and give him a hug and wish him all the best. But no, I have not seen him or communicate with him on social media.
And the GOAT, Dan Giesling.
Dan, yes. Me and him randomly sent each other messages. When he went on season 14, me and his now wife every single day. And I just did his radio show in September for our 10-year Big Brother 10 reunion, and we did a video chat together. So yes.
Yeah, I was listening on that. I remember that.
Yes. So yeah.
And, well, it's 8:01.
What was that?
I said it's 8:01.
Yes, I know.
So
we have to
keep
end the show. That's okay. I have to do a conference call, so I got to do something for work. But Jason, thank you so much for you, because we got to do this again, because I know for a fact that we didn't even touch the first few questions that you had. That was just like the appetizer of what Jason probably wants to ask me. So we'll have to do that again if you're up for it, Jason.
Always. Just message me whenever.
Okay. And also would love to have you come in, because I'm going to have probably LaJuan call in, but I love to get like the other side of it, like what you guys think, Cass. I would love to have you maybe give your thoughts on the new Big Brother celebrity cast, if you're up for it.
100%. 150%.
Awesome. Yes.
All right. Well,
great.
You guys have an amazing night. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Jason. Nice talking to you. Great questions. I hope that I fulfilled some of your question dreams.
Definitely did.
Awesome. Thanks again, Jason.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, those were some good questions, Cherry. Was I boring you, or were you kind of like eating popcorn?
No, not at all.
Like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
No, it was a good question.
Yeah. I kind of never realized that people want to ask me questions. Sometimes I forget I was on Big Brother. Not forget, but you know what I mean? Like, we've been doing this for so long, Cherry. Like, we've been, like, on this side of the question asking. So I forget kind of people want to know, like, from, like, they want to ask me questions.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. Well,
you need to be the special guest.
Calling in. I know. We'll have to do this again. And thank you for Heather and Alex for calling in. And then also we're going to be back next week where we're going to be talking about Big Brother Celebrity. And we got LaJuan that's going to be calling in. And like I said, if you guys have anything that you guys want to say, feel free to call in. Manic Monday as an open door policy. Open phone. Policy, open airlines, airways, chat room, whatever. All right, Ms. Chai Pai, let's close up the show. And
let me
know we'll be back here next week.
That's right. Good night, everybody. Take care. God bless. Have a great week. Here's Ron to close us out for the night. Good night, all.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one with our Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. Say goodnight, Michelle.
Good night, everybody. We're glad to be back, and we'll see you guys, or you guys can hear us next week. Bye, Cherry Pie.
Good night, all. Good night, Michelle. Take care, and God bless.